Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about Arizona and signatures, petitions. We're going to talk about Biden and how events in Arizona and elsewhere within the country are likely to give Biden a boost come 2024. Okay, so the first question is obviously, what's going on? There is a petition being circulated in Arizona. And by the statements made by the organizers, it appears that they have more than 100,000 extra signatures already. They have that many more than is needed to gain ballot access. And the goal is to put reproductive rights on the ballot in November. They have so many more that has prompted the question of why are they continuing to collect signatures through early July? The answer to that is once the petition gets submitted, other groups come in and challenge signatures. So this way, by gathering, you know, tens of thousands, or maybe in this case, hundreds of thousands of extra signatures, even if they are successful in challenging a bunch of the signatures, they still have the number required to put it on the ballot. That's what's going on there. So the likelihood here is that in Arizona, come November, the people there will be voting on whether or not they want reproductive rights enshrined in their constitution. How does this help Biden? Because stuff like this increases voter turnout. People who may not show up for Biden because, you know, they're not enthusiastic about him, well, they very well may show up for this. And when you are looking at the results, particularly when it comes to this issue, you have a lot of people show up to protect this right that they're unlikely voters. So it would give Biden a boost. Now, in Arizona, I want to say Biden only won the state by like a third of a percent. So a boost there would be pretty helpful. It's worth noting that there are, I want to say eight. I could be off one or two there. But there are a number of states that are doing something similar. And they're moving to get ballot access when it comes to protecting reproductive rights. Any state where that happens, it's likely to help Biden a little bit. We talked about this going forward in Florida recently, and there were a lot of questions. Basically, you know, Florida's red. There's no way that Biden's going to win. In 2020, Trump only won Florida by less than 3.5 points. A big boost from a vote on reproductive rights, it might tip the scales. And there are, again, I think Montana's one. There's a bunch of states where this is going to be on the ballot, and it's probably going to alter dynamics, or they're trying to get it on the ballot, and it's going to alter dynamics. Now, one of the interesting things is that the organizers of the ballot access movements, most of them are like, please don't politicize this. They're trying to make sure that it's not viewed as Republican or Democrat. They want moderate Republicans and independents to vote in favor of their proposal, obviously. And there are a few that have expressed concern that people talking about how it will give Biden a boost will undercut that. I understand the concern. I'm not sure that that's how it would play out. I get it. I understand what they're saying because of the very partisan environment and how politicized everything is. It makes sense. At the same time, I don't think people are going to alter their vote on this topic because, well, it might help Biden. I don't see that happening. If you have somebody that is already willing to vote against what is viewed as, you know, the Republican way, which is, you know, taking everybody's rights away. I don't believe that their opinion on that is going to change simply because the extra turnout would help Biden. So anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.